All right, folks, we're starting. So we've got Alan Pope, and he's going to talk about community and compliance.
Hello, everyone. We might have to go slightly fast because my laptop battery is dying. So apologies for that. So hello, and welcome to my short, gentle talk, Compliance as a Community Effort. I've got two goals with this talk. Raise awareness of compliance tools available in open source projects and increase compliance engagement in open source projects between maintainers, contributors, and the rest of the community. It's a new topic for me, so I'd appreciate any feedback either afterwards here in Meet Space or later in a bar or via email. My contact details are at the end. Compliance woes. That includes code scanning, reviewing to ensure compliance with their license obligations, DevOps integration to build compliance tools into their development process. We also provide open chain certification processes and services. And recently we've also provided training to, I have to say this quite vaguely, developers of a large proprietary software product which consumes a lot of open source products. That's as specific as I can be. So let's get into the mind of an open source developer. The quick and easy questions you likely know the answer to, but the answer may be different for each of you. Why do developers create open source software? Why would you do that? There's many reasons beyond because I can, and because I want to, and why not. There's the traditional one, which is to scratch an itch or to solve a problem of some kind that developer has. There's personal development. Maybe you want to learn a new toolkit, a framework, learn a new language or something. Maybe you want to build a portfolio, have some contributions on your GitHub profile that everyone looks at, or maybe you want to announce a project on LinkedIn if you're looking for a job or something. Some people do it just for a sense of community and contribution. They just want to give back, helping others with new software increase the corpus of software that's out there in the community. Maybe it's your job. Maybe you've just been told to work on some open source software. That happens as well. So there's a number of reasons why people contribute or create new software. That's all very reasonable. But why do people and organizations contribute to existing software? So I mentioned why people create them. What about why people contribute? Maybe they want to improve it. Maybe they want to fix some bugs, add a feature, or change functionality in the software. Maybe they also want career advancement and they fear that adding a few contributions on GitHub will help them in their career. Maybe community and networking is what they desire. Open source projects bring people together from around the world with shared interests. That's pretty obvious.